Thank you, praise team. That's awesome. Did you notice how the praise team's growing? Yeah, isn't that awesome? All right, the scripture reading this morning comes from the 139th Psalm. Now, as you get your Bible with me, how would I find the book of Psalms? Is it in the Old or the New Testament? That's right, the Old Testament. Now, for me, the best way I have found to find it is open up my Bible about halfway, and usually that's the book of Psalms, or you're pretty close anyway. So if you would turn with me to the 139th Psalm. 139th Psalm. I'm going to be reading from the first four verses, and then I'm going to skip to verse 13. And I'm not going to say that I'm going to skip. I'm just going to continue reading, just so you know. I'm going to 1 to 4, and then 13 through 18. Everyone found that all right? All right, let's close the Bible on our finger, and let us arise, I should say, right? Let's raise our Bibles above our heads and say this loud and proud this morning. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Today I will be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess that my mind is alert and my heart is receptive. I will never be the same. I am about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God. I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen. Please remain standing with me as we read portions of Psalm 139. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You discern my thoughts from far away. You search out my path and my lying down and are acquainted with all my ways. Even before a word is on my tongue, O Lord, you know it completely. For it was you who formed my inward parts. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works that I know very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was being made in secret, intricately woven in the depths of the earth. Your eyes beheld my unformed substance. In your book were written all the days that were formed for me when none of them as yet existed. How weighty to me are your thoughts, O God! How vast is the sum of them! I try to count them. They are more than the sand. I come to the end. I am still with you. Here ends the reading of God's holy word. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. As I like to do, I have created an insert for you of sermon notes. I invite you to take a pen or a pencil out along with this and follow along this morning. And also on the back, if you want to take this home along with our joys and concerns sheet and keep this beside your prayer chair or wherever it is you spend time with God. And there's some devotions here based on this morning's sermon that you can use if you would choose to do so. Well, we are in the third week of our sermon series, Have You Ever Wondered? And it's based on the questions that you ask me on Easter Sunday. We have discussed the questions, is there a God? We've discussed the question, why do I exist? And this week we're going to look at another, many questions that I received that people have issues about. And that is, am I unique? And do I have any real value?